Monday the 1st of January, 1934. A nice day with which to start the year. Fog, plenty of it, everywhere. We had it at Paddington Street, a white mist to begin with, and becoming more like pea soup later. Going home tonight, it took me nearly an hour to get to Aldgate, and as I went above ground to change onto the District Railway at Aldgate East, I was amazed at the crowds of people waiting for buses and trams, and to find Aldgate East Station was closed. I walked to Whitechapel Station, only to find that trains were running only as far as Upton Park, beyond which there was no service at all, but these trains were packed tightly and ran about every half hour. So I took the nearest road through to the Commercial Road, having decided to walk. There was little traffic. The first tram car, crowded, passed me at Stepney Station, and the first bus, also crowded, at Burdett Road. However, after a crush, I was able to get a tram at Poplar. Now, from Aldgate to Poplar, it had been tolerably clear. One could see the moon. But no sooner had we crossed the Lea than the fog was as dense as it had been all day. So we crawled to the Bowlin, and I reached home a little after 8:30. According to Mum, it had been so thick at home that the lamp outside the house could only just be discerned, while Dad had taken 1 hour and 20 minutes to come by train from Mark Lane to Upton Park. Wednesday, the 3rd of January. I went to Bates's after tea tonight to change that saddle I bought on Saturday. It wasn't exactly a success, as it hurt more than the Dunlop and seemed to be far too narrow. I received in exchange a 15-6 Terry, 8 shillings more. It's rather a lot to pay, but it looks far superior to the other saddle. On my way out of the shop, I met Brett, a chap at night school who cycles a good deal. He is the chap I met while I was out Ongar way on the 5th of November last year. He was purchasing a brake, a Resilion cantilever, and a sou'wester, and we went home as far as my house together and made arrangements to go for a spin on Sunday. I to meet him outside the town hall, East Ham, opposite the police station, at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Monday the 15th of January. Today sees the inauguration of the Lucerne plan, under which most of the European stations change their wavelengths and, in some degree, do less jamming than before. I understand from this week's World Radio that although 6 countries did not sign the plan, they have agreed to comply with it insofar as the medium band is concerned, but wish to retain their present long-wave positions. One result of this is, so I hear, Eiffel Tower Paris, which is supposed to close down altogether, is jamming Daventry very badly. Thursday the 18th of January. I think I must have left my umbrella at night school last night, as when I came to look for it this morning, I couldn't find it. I went along to the Tech tonight and made a claim, but they informed me it hadn't been found. I shouldn't like to lose it. Perhaps I left it on the bus coming home. I'll wait till I see the other fellows before I apply to the LPTB Lost Property Office, as they may know about it. Saturday, the 20th of January. In the course of conversation with Auntie Ethel about aeroplanes, she recently had a free ride in one of Sir Alan Cobham's, I suggested, what about our going to Clacton and back one Sunday this summer by air? And she said she would like to. It's only £1 return each, so we'll see what can be arranged. Sunday the 21st of January. F.O.G. Monday the 22nd of January. We had a change at geometry tonight. Started on cones. A change is welcome, but it brings back those cursed ellipses. The weather today was a little clearer, but that didn't make up for my disappointment yesterday. Brett and I sympathise with each other about it tonight. Wednesday the 24th of January. What a day as regards weather. Fog in the morning, pretty thick with consequent delay in getting to work, and the trains crowded. Cleared off about 11 o'clock. Going home, it was misty at Baker Street at 6 o'clock, and more so at East Ham, whilst at the junction of the Barking Road and High Streets, it was very thick. We took lead rolls, drips and nosings at evening classes. Coming out from school, we saw the fog was extremely thick, visibility about 2 yards. I walked with Brett as far as the White Horse and caught a bus, but it got no farther than 100 yards down the Barking Road and I had to walk the rest. I only missed the curbs once, but as vision was so limited and one was constantly nearly bumping into people, I wonder that I found my way home at all. Wednesday the 31st of January. Another change in construction. We started on staircases, beginning with a simple stone one with a half landing and iron balustrade. We got in a good deal this evening, all told. I see I haven't mentioned any public event during this month, as I intended doing. The only one I can call to mind at the moment as being of special interest to me is the discovery of heavy water. It seems that some American scientists have, by electrolysis, discovered a new hydrogen which is heavier than ordinary hydrogen. They have combined this with oxygen to produce a new water which is twice as heavy as ordinary water and possesses entirely different qualities. It seems to be of some value and is present in very small quantities in the wastewater from factories where oxygen and hydrogen are separated by electrolysis. There is only about a couple of pints of the water in existence and it sells for £15,000 a gallon. Another rather lamentable public event has happened only today. The USSR balloon, which created an altitude record last year, went up again yesterday and has since been missing. The gondola of the balloon has now been found with the bodies of the three aeronauts inside. It appears that soon after the commencement of the descent, the gondola became detached from the balloon. It is thought a squall may have hit it, and the gondola fell to the ground, killing its three occupants and wrecking all the instruments.